Good morning on the Rural Radio Network. I'm Chad Moyer. Let's review this past week's market activity. To do that, we'll talk with Blake Kopitz from the ARC Group in Lincoln. Well, Blake, we had that update on supply and demand information from USDA. We'll highlight that in a moment. First of all, give us the numbers for the week. Where did we end yesterday compared to a week ago?
We are up across the board. March corn finished the week at 374.5. Up 9.25. December corn closed at 399.25. That was up 6.5. March beans finished up 32 cents on the week at 1059. November beans closed at 1030, up 20.25. March Kansas City wheat ended at 460.5. That was up 20. And July Kansas City wheat finished at 484.5. Up 18.75 for the week.
All right, let's talk about that WASDE report from USDA first of all. What would you say were the highlights of that report, and how did the trade react to it, Blake?
Well, the crop report was pretty lackluster. For U.S., they raised their corn ethanol estimate by 25 million bushels and raised U.S. wheat exports by 50 million bushels. For the most part, these were expected, but the trade reacted by pushing wheat quite a bit higher and gave corn some support. And they kept soybean stocks at about 420 million bushels. For world numbers, they decreased the Argentine crop by 1.5 million metric tons, and total corn stocks were lowered 3.4 million metric tons, mostly due to a large drop in Chinese stocks. And world wheat stocks were cut 4.6 million metric tons because of a 3 million cut in Indian production. That also provided quite a bit of support for wheat. And even though the report didn't provide a ton of excitement, probably one of the more important things it did is it did not discourage funds from buying more grains. They continue to pile in with the chart trends turning positive, and they also see a good risk-reward trade right here.
So now that we're beyond this report, Blake, what is the trade going to be focusing on from for the rest of the month into March?
Much of what we have been, continue to look at Chinese demand. The U.S. is now competitive in the bean export market, and we're going to look at South American weather. Brazil is having a record bean crop, and harvest is moving right along. They're at about 45% harvested versus 25% last year. There are some concerns about excessive rainfall in Argentina. They are drier this year than in the past, and Brazilian production should help offset losses, but traders will be keeping an eye on it nonetheless.
All right, just as we kind of wrap up for this week, what sort of a trade option do we have? Or is there a strategy that producers can take a look at and price some grain?
Well, with the supply and demand, I mean, the fundamentals are indicating, you know, maybe a bearish going forward, you know, despite the chart trend. So we're going to look at choppy trade. One of the things we like is our enhanced average. That allows you to put a floor on, and it's going to price every day from Feb through June. Right now, the D17 board is about $3.99. You're going to get either $3.99 or the closing price that day, whichever is higher. The cost of that is 25 cents. We're also looking at selling 450 calls against it for 16 cents. So for about 9 cents, you can put a floor on, you know, at a 390 net. If the market rallies, you're going to have a higher average. And your worst case scenario, or I'd probably say best case scenario, is we rally above 450 and you have another increment sold 50 cents above here.
All right. Very good. Very good conversation. Appreciate it. Have a good weekend. Okay, Blake?
Thank you. You too.
We've been visiting with Blake Kopitz at the ARC Group in Lincoln. For more information, you can call him toll-free, 866-574-2724. They're also online at agrisconsulting.net. On the Rural Radio Network, that's a market recap, and we'll talk to you again next week. I'm Chad Moyer reporting.